Let's see what's kicking this weekend. The man who knows is the man who puts together all the events in the pages of the Ann Arbor Observer, which is a wonderful magazine, a monthly magazine. If you live in Ann Arbor, you should get that in your mail for free each month. But if not, you can pick it up at newsstands everywhere around town. And here he is, Michael. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lucianne.
Always. So what do you got going on this weekend for us?
It's a busy, busy weekend here in town. Starting off on Friday night. We have the Avett Brothers and Mike Patton. They're putting on their new collaborative project, which they're calling Avett Patton without the vowels, I guess. No. AVTTPTTN.
Okay.
But it's they're both really good musicians. I mean, this is a fantastic group. The Avett Brothers are like a post-punk Southern Roots band from North Carolina that does kind of a mix of like rootsy bluegrass and punk rock kind of thing going on there. They're really good. And then Mike Patton, of course, if you're not familiar with him, you're probably familiar with his band. He was the lead singer of Faith No More back in the 90s. Mm. But he's gone on to be really kind of versatile, well-recognized vocalist known for his technical ability. And he does all sorts of kinds of music. So together they play really, they have a really neat album. I definitely recommend it, listening to it first, but it's going on Friday night. They're up at Hill Auditorium, put on by the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Tickets are $62 to $92 for that, and definitely well worth it, I'd say.
Sounds like fun. What else you got?
Well, you can check out the Shakespeare in the Arb, if you like. That's going on all month, but I thought I'd mention it now while there's a few weeks left.
And you love Shakespeare.
I love Shakespeare. I love the Shakespeare in the Arb shows. They're great. Mm-hmm. So if you've never heard of them, they you walk around the Arb as the show goes on. So you see one scene, and then you move to another spot in the Arb, and you see the next scene, and they kind of lead you through different parts of the Arb in sync with the play. So anyway, they're putting on Love's Labor's Lost, which is one of my favorites. It's kind of a lesser heralded Shakespeare play, but it's one of those great comedies about three lords who deny themselves the worldly pleasures, including women, but then get into some trouble when they meet three beautiful ladies.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hijinks ensue. Mm. You should bring a chair if you want to sit on a chair. I'll say that. It kind of gets tough sitting on the ground, especially if it's wet. So bring a chair or a blanket. And this is going on pretty much every Thursday through Sunday until the end of the month at 6:30 p.m. And you meet at the Peony Garden. So the tickets for that are in advance only, and you have to go to the Michigan Union ticket office or their website, mutotix.umich.edu.
All right.
And they'll hold your ticket for you.
All right. Good to know. I like all this little advice here.
Yeah.
And how to navigate these kinds of things.
Yeah, you can't just show up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here's something we've talked about on our show, and there's a nonprofit organization called Grieve Well, which really helps out people who have lost loved ones. And they are hosting an annual kite festival.
Yeah, I think this is such a cool thing. They do every year in June or June. It's a professional kite flying demonstrations will be happening. There'll be kids crafts activities and all. But the big thing is you can bring your own kite or purchase one and sort of decorate it with a chant, in memorial of somebody that you've lost, and you can fly the kite with other people who are doing the same thing. And it seems like a really like nice way to remember and grieve, out in the sun and, out in the good weather with other people. So it's at Lilly Park, 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday, and you can bring a kite, or they will have some as well if you want to fly one of theirs.
And Lilly Park is the one that's just off of State Street and Platt?
Just off Ellsworth on
Platt. Ellsworth and Platt, okay.
It's a really cool park. I was there last weekend.
What were you doing?
Was at a kid's birthday party.
Oh, fun.
But I took a nice walk around the park. It's big. There's a lot down there. They have a beautiful lake, too, right here in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, that's amazing. Cool. I think that used to be an old pit, if I'm not mistaken. But
I think it's a new park, and they have everything well signed. Mm-hmm. It's actually a spring-fed lake.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so the kids were fishing in it and everything and catching
fun bass.
There's a surprisingly good fishing hole
that's
there.
That's wonderful.
I'm sorry if I gave away anybody's secret fishing hole.
That's okay.
Check it out.
Anything else this weekend?
Artini is happening on Saturday. That's, of course, the fundraiser for the Ann Arbor Art Center, and it's a chance to visit several downtown restaurants and taste and vote on favorite martinis that they've created for the occasion. So it's a $100 ticket, but you do get 7 cocktails included. So
sounds
be prepared.
Worth it.
Yeah. 6 to 10 p.m. on Saturday downtown.
Okay. All right. And there are other events still happening. I can't believe how many events are this weekend.
It's like every weekend this month is just packed.
Yeah. Well, part of that is because of Summer Festival on top of the park. We'll get to what's happening there. But before that, though, Juneteenth is being celebrated this weekend.
Yeah, it's the 19th, so it was, you know, in the middle here. But, you know, they're doing different things last weekend, this weekend. But this is cool. It's put on by the African-American Cultural and Historical Museum of Washtenaw County. They're putting on the Juneteenth Black Civil War Vets Bus Tour. So it's a free event. Just check out their website and you can register. And a representative will lead a bus tour of sites connected to more than 70 black men from the Ipsy Ann Arbor area who served in the Civil War.
Wow.
So you can get a little bit of history that's not usually told there.
Yeah.
So Sunday at 2 p.m. Again, check out AACHM.org for that.
Okay. And again, just to remind people, all these details are in the Ann Arbor Observer, and it has an online events listing at AnnArborObserver.com where you just click events and you'll get right into it. So if we're going over something, you're like, oh, I missed that, just go to AnnArborObserver.com. Let's wrap it up with the Ann Arbor Summer Festival and Top of the Park.
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight, I mean, this is obviously going on a lot now, but Sundays are always fun at Top of the Park. They do kind of a kids day thing. And this Sunday is June 21st, which is Make Music Day. Which is a cool, I mean, I was in Paris last year at this time of year at the 21st, and the whole town just starts playing music. It is really wild, but we're trying to do something. And I think they do that all over France and at least all over a lot of places in Europe, but they're trying to do it here now. So this Sunday, there's a whole lot of music going on at Top of the Park, different bands, parades, capoeira, big bands, brass bands. There'll be some kids entertainment. So Sunday should be a fun day up at Top of the Park there as well, 4 to 11 p.m.
All right. Well, Michael, wow. I take a breath.
I know. I told you, June is packed.
It is indeed. Thank you for sharing a little bit of it with us. More in the Ann Arbor Observer for people to check out. Our thanks to Michael Bright, Assistant Calendar Editor at the Ann Arbor Observer, joining me on the Lucy Ann Lance Show each week here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.